This is Sergeant Bowman. It's June of 1903, and I'm in Hetch Hetchy. Or maybe I should say Hetch Hetchy is in me. How long do you gotta be in a place before that place becomes so much a part of you that there's no separation between you and where you are? Yosemite got this kind of power to it. You ain't gotta be here very long for everything that it is to become part of everything you happen to be. So something happened last night. I was lying here in this cot in this little cabin, and as I'm lying there, I can hear the sound of that waterfall, that Wapama Falls, just booming and booming and booming, and this is constant roar just reminding me of the ocean when it hits against the shore. And as I was lying there looking out through that little window, I saw the moon come up. And I saw the moon first in the waterfall before I saw the moon itself. And the waterfall turned all silver with the moonlight dissolving in it, like it was some kind of acid draining away with that water, with all that snow. And over the sound of the waterfall, out of nowhere, I heard this cry. It was this cry, and I couldn't tell if it was a coyote, or if it was a woman. And then I realized it was a woman, not just any sort of woman. It was an Indian woman. And I can't tell you if it was a Paiute woman or a Miwok woman or whatever. All I knew, it was an Indian woman. And she was crying or singing. There wasn't much difference between crying and singing. It was a blend, a mix of the two. And it just made me sit bolt upright out of that cot. I'm lying there in my bed, and I could hear this crying and this singing, and I was trying to figure out, why is she so upset? What's she angry about? What's she sad about? And then it come to me. All the Indians that used to be here, right here in this valley, right here in these oak trees, gathering their acorn. For I know, who knows how long they've been gathering all that acorn, gathering that food for their family. Then the white folks come in here, and they were all driven off or just killed outright. But you know, when you're in a place that's like this, that holds on to everything, even snow in the middle of August, maybe it holds on to the pain of the people who were here. Maybe that pain is still here in Hetch Hetchy.